It's the Midnight Trucking Radio Network. Eric Carlick here, and joining us right now from the Healthy Trucking Association of America, Andy Shefsky. Andy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You guys were involved here at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas not too long ago, here at Big Rig Expo now. Tell us what, first of all, Healthy Trucking Association of America, what is it?
Well, what we are out to do is to educate and raise awareness on the importance of drivers improving and maintaining good health, not just for themselves, but for the safety of everybody on the highway.
Well, and right now I think that's top of mind because of CSA 2010 and some other initiatives that are just around the corner. Drivers are going to have to get healthy. They're going to have to be healthy in order to pass that physical, in order to, again, have a sustained career behind the wheel. So what is the focus right now, and what kind of feedback are you getting from the driving community?
Well, the focus right now is to inform everybody, and this starts with the fleet executives, top-level management, letting them know how important it is to get a company wellness program in place, because all of these health hazards are linked. For example, a driver that has high blood pressure, known as hypertension, right, also is more susceptible to sleep apnea,
yeah,
and obesity.
Right.
And if they're able to help improve one area, the likelihood of reducing the risks of the others go right along with that.
Yeah. And right now we're seeing that. And unfortunately, sedentary lifestyle and the fact that when you finally get to a stop, you've been driving for 10 or 11 hours straight, you're going to hit that buffet because you believe it's the only time you're going to stop and then go hit the sleeper. You're not going to exercise. So how do we change this, Andy? How do we change this mentality in trucking? What is it that drivers can do to be a little healthier?
Well, the biggest thing is to have the support of their fleets. And what our charter fleet members and fleet members of the association are doing is they have the resources available to let drivers know what options there are out there to stay healthy. And in fact, that's what everybody's doing. There are proactive measures and ways to even prevent obesity and healthy solutions that a lot of drivers just aren't familiar with. But once we show different options, whether it's what type of food you eat or when you eat it, some simple changes can be made to really make some huge differences in a positive way.
Yeah, and I think you take a look at those simple changes and take those small steps along the way. There are things that you can do starting today. You can decide, first of all, what you're going to put in your mouth and stop buying the high sugar, high fructose corn syrup drinks and focus more on water. Obviously, you've got to get away from the high fat content from the foods that they're eating when they buy the chips and everything else and take them on the road. So they can make these healthier choices, do a little shopping beforehand, a little bit of planning, maybe even cooking some of those meals ahead of time at home. And then on the other end of it, getting the exercise, getting out and walking. Some of those simple things can be done while driving.
Yeah, it's some simple concepts like that. And like many of us know, when we've reached a point in terms of when we're thirsty, we know that we're already dehydrated at that point. The same can be said with regards to eating. If we're hungry, we've gone too long without eating. So many of us, and it's not just drivers, but so many in America, don't value breakfast as important. But it's so important to, not only is breakfast important, but to be eating every couple 2 to 3 hours instead of three square meals a day. If you're grazing what we're designed to do and what our body's metabolism is made up to do, then you're not going to be overeating. And in fact, you're going to be providing your body with the necessary energy to get through the day on a healthier level. And you don't, when by the time comes when you're at a truck stop and the only option you see is a buffet, you're not overly hungry and you're not going to overeat and indulge in those unhealthy foods for you.
So what is the association doing with other partners in the industry? Are you working with carriers? Are you working with stops? Are you what kind of initiatives do you guys have in order to continue this educational process?
Whether it's a fleet or a product out there, whether it's a truck stop or a company out there that wants to help support the drivers being healthier, we have all types of level membership programs available, everywhere from affiliate membership to fleet membership. And what that does is, our service is, we're that message link between the people who are members of our association and the solutions that they need. And whatever that is, when it's in the realm of health and wellness, we direct them, get them pointed in the right direction.
Right, sure. And I think that's important. Again, it has to be an ongoing process, something that I know, Andy, from years of talking about it. I think the environment is right. I know in the past it's been tried. There's been some talk about it in years past. But right now, I think more than ever before, I think drivers want to be healthier. Are you guys seeing that too?
We are. In fact, when we launched our association's magazine, Driver Health, a few months ago, the success stories that we're getting calls in are coming in like gangbusters. And we're so excited to hear about drivers sharing their success stories on how much weight they've lost, right. Some that have competed in marathons and finished them. It's incredible, and it's contagious in a good way. And other drivers read about these success stories and see, hey, I could be doing this too, which is fantastic.
It really is. So there are drivers out there doing it successfully. You can do it too. We know you want to change, but for those who maybe have been sitting on the sidelines in the past, know that CSA 2010 is around the corner, and some changes are on the way that could sideline you and your business if you're not healthy. So first of all, do it to be healthy, but second of all, do it to be ahead of any new compliance issues that come down the road, because you don't want to have any downtime in the future.
You're absolutely right, and not only do you owe that to yourself, but your family depends on you to stay healthy on the road. So don't think that it's too late to make a change, because it really isn't. And I hear so many stories of drivers that they had a heart attack, but once they realized that, okay, I have a second chance on life, a new lease on life, I'm going to change. Don't wait till that point. Right. You may not get that second chance. It's not too late. Things can be done. If you want any help on how to get started, you can call us, talk to any one of our representatives, and we'll be happy to help point you in the right direction.
And the website is?
www.healthytruck.org.
Thank you so much, Andy. Great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great speaking with you, Eric. Thank you very much.